This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. One of Denver's biggest development projects in recent years has a make-or-break moment tonight. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Billionaire Stan Kroenke wants to turn the parking lots around Ball Arena into a dense urban development that could one day include more than 6,000 homes. He's already got a lot of his neighbors on board with promises of affordable housing, local jobs, and public art, but the Denver City Council will vote on critical approvals for a rezoning and development agreement tonight. The development deal could keep the Nuggets and Avalanche teams in town through at least 2050. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Colorado's unemployment rate is going up, but very slowly, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state's unemployment rate was 4% in September, according to Colorado's Labor Department. That's the same as it was in August, but higher than a year ago, when it was a little over 3%. The job market in Colorado and nationwide is defying recession predictions that have hung over the economy since federal regulators started raising interest rates more than 2 years ago. Now, interest rates are going down and jobs are still being added. Even though in Colorado, job growth has been uneven, with some sectors like construction and information losing jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new law is now in effect requiring all truckers carry chains on most state and federal highways in Colorado's mountains for most of the year. The law allows the state to create new speed enforcement zones, and commercial vehicles are no longer allowed to use the far left lane in most cases on dangerous parts of Interstate 70, including Floyd Hill and Glenwood Canyon. There's a small chance of rain and some breezy conditions along the northern Front Range. Denver, 46 degrees at the moment. Minturn, 35, with snow showers expected this morning. Grand Junction, 46 degrees. Find more news from around the state 24 hours a day on our website, cpr.org.